Good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we do acknowledge you not only as guest, you're it. And thank you for allowing us to bow down to you. We want to thank you. As we look at another psalm today, Lord, just to praise your name. To make a joyful shout to the Lord, all the earth. We want to shout in joy for you, Lord. With all the cares and difficulties of this world, Lord, it's so easy to think things aren't really awesome, but they are because of what you have done for us, because of your awesomeness. Thank you for loving us. So lead us now in this brief time with you this morning and in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I like old songs. And today we got a song that was written 1000 BC. How's that? Is that old enough? 3000 years ago, it was written by the Holy Spirit, penned by King David. And it is actually part of verse 1 of Psalm 100. I'm sorry. So let's shout to the Lord here and follow along. There's some words there. You already know them on your handout.
Lord Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you.
Shout!
Shout to the Lord, all the earth.
Not bad for a new song, right? Psalm 100, a song of praise for the Lord's faithfulness. Now that's something we can praise him for, isn't it? His faithfulness. For his faithfulness to his people. A psalm of thanksgiving. Verse 1, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all the earth. That's what we've been singing, isn't it? Make a joyful shout. To the Lord, all you lands or all the earth. And then something that's very important for each of us, I think, serve the Lord with gladness. Pastor Chuck used to say, if you're not serving him with gladness, don't serve him at all. If you're not offering your praises and your offerings and things to him with gladness, don't offer them at all. He doesn't want them. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. How'd you do this last week? When you came to him, how often were you singing? Ever? Come before his presence with singing. Why? Knowing that Yahweh, or the Lord, he is God. You might add, and you're not. He is God and I'm not. I kind of have a difficult time remembering that at times. But He is God. It is He who has made us. He is our Creator. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Forget about this self-made man, self-made woman kind of nonsense. There is none. It is He that has made us. Listen to this. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Can you imagine anything more unusual? I mean, just look around this room alone. Would this be the all-star team you would have chosen? But He has made a way to bring all of us into His sheepfold, into His family, into His pasture. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. For how long? Well, I have a 24-month agreement. Or a lifetime agreement. No, eternity and eternity and eternity and eternity. And when you go as far as you can go on in eternity, you haven't even begun yet. That's how long it is. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. So what do? We want to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. More reasons? For the Lord is good, always. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. And you will never hear God say, oops, I made a mistake. That's not in the vocabulary of our God, because He never makes a mistake. Father, we thank You for this psalm. We thank You for Your word, Your precious word, which You have penned, breathed, so that we have it in our hands and we have it available to us. And we pray for all those today, Lord, who do not have the Word of God in their hands or who cannot read or for whatever reason are prevented from having access to Your Word. And I just pray that we would use these days to really put the Word in our hearts. We may not always have access to a written Word either, but having it in our hearts, nobody can take it away from us, Lord. And we want to know You. We want to hear from You. We want to come closer to You, and we want to shout praises to You. We want to give You thanksgiving, and we do want to bring our requests this morning to You. Teach us how to pray, Lord. We really don't know. We don't know anything, but we know You know, and we are Yours. And so here we are, Lord. May we be led by one Spirit. And as we go forward this morning, may our prayers bring honor and glory to You. In Jesus' name, let us pray.
World in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt His breath. A thrill of hope, all weary world rejoices, for yonder
as we enter this Christmas season, we want to remember what we're celebrating. Thankful that Jesus came the first time. Very short time. He was only here 33 years. The one thing we know for sure, he's coming the second time. Are you ready? Do you really think he's going to come this week? I don't know whether he is or not, but he very well could. We know the tribulation is coming when he is going to put away all of the wickedness and sin in the world, preparing for heaven. We can't have heaven with all the defilement. We may have a revival, we may not. I don't know. It's up to him. But one thing I do know, that he's coming back the second time. Men always ought to pray and not faint. Jesus said that to his disciples. The context was his second coming. The church needs to be ready. I don't think many of the churches are really stressing the imminency of his coming. You're just sitting back, I'm saved, and this is fine, and God's going to take care of everything. He sure will take care of everything. But we've got a special time right now. Special time. If he doesn't come back for another 50 years, that's okay. It's his time, not ours. But we won't be around, most of us, maybe a few young ones will be around, but most of us will be long gone. We have very few days left. Now you may say, well, that's because you're so old. That's true. But you, I don't think the youngest one in here is under 40, maybe 50. Think how fast 50 years has gone by in the past. So we have very few days left. So let's be ready. Let's be ready. And let's share his love. Open up your mouth. Open up your heart. Phil, I'm talking to myself when I talk to you. And so I want to just acknowledge Don here from Blacksburg, Virginia. Keep Blacksburg in prayer. It's a college town, and you know college towns. They come and they go. They're there in the winter, not the summer, and usually a lot of liberalism, I would imagine. I don't know. And filled with people who don't know the Lord, as every other city is. At Jose and Anna down from the high desert, they get the... Next to Don, they get the longest award. They drove here. Don flew, so he doesn't really care. But over 100 miles to come for a prayer meeting. How many of you would go 100 miles for a prayer meeting? Barry, out from his sick bed, he's had surgery a week ago Thursday with tremendous pain, and here he is. So we want to acknowledge him as well. And then everybody else who's here is so special in the Lord's sight. Let's close in prayer, and then we'll sing O Come All Ye Faithful as well. Father, we thank you for meeting us here today. We thank you there's no time limit on our prayers, Lord, 24/7. You never have a sign up that says closed. You never have a sign up on fishing or anything else. We're to be fishers of men, Lord, that's for sure, all the time. Hear the prayers of your people, Lord. May we pray as you would lead us to pray, and help us to just show up, Lord, just to show up for those opportunities you have. It's not great things we're going to do for you, but Lord, we don't want to miss the opportunities that you present for us. Where you open those doors, those are the only ones we can get through. May we go through them, Lord, with joy and thanksgiving. Thank you for it. The Psalm 100 and every part of your word is just so glorious, so glorious. Help us to put more and more of it in our hearts, Lord, that we would know you better. Bless these precious ones who came today. Fill them with your spirit and give them great peace and joy. And those around us who are in oppression, those around us who maybe have physical healing needs, many right here, I guess, in this room, but physical healing and emotional situations, Lord, and maybe financial. We do pray for so many right now who cannot work but want to work, and it's just such a wrong thing to keep them from working. To string this virus out for control, Lord, is so wrong. And you know all of that, Lord, and you know the power brokers, so to speak, are in control of the world and trying to get control. They'll all come to nothing. But, Lord, right now, causing a lot of pain and oppression. It's going to get much worse until you come. Lord, here we are. We're here today. I thank you for allowing us to meet. I thank you for giving us freedom. We haven't had any authorities breaking the doors down and arresting us and all of that. Maybe that would be the best thing that could happen to the church. I don't know, but I think many of those things are going to probably be coming. But at any rate, Lord, here we are. We thank you for meeting us here, and thank you for being there for us as we go forth from this place. Help us to celebrate this coming of yours as we should, and the chorus to this, O come, all ye faithful, is so appropriate, really. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. So let us sing along with this, if you would like. Merry Christmas. Be strong and bold for Jesus. Amen.